Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, wheat and canola prices continue to go up. What's going on?
Yeah, we've had a really good run in wheat prices, about $1.80 since early February. You look at that July contract price, it's up near $7.80. If it can close above $7.81 two consecutive days, then $8 will be the next target. That contract also has price support down at $7.58. You can forward contract wheat for harvest delivery for 40 cents below that July contract price, or somewhere around $7.40 right now. If you look at cash wheat prices, they're running around $7.60 if some producers still have wheat in the bin.
And in terms of canola, what are we seeing?
Oh, we've seen $1.45 to $1.60 in the forward contract offer for canola prices. And that's just over the last 3 weeks, so a really good run up in canola prices. A forward contract in canola, somewhere around $8.60 to $8.80 a bushel.
And with spring here, Kim, it's not too early to think about harvest and, of course, yield potentials.
Yeah, the yield potential has diminished in both canola and wheat because of the freeze damage and the drought conditions. You know, it's dry out there. You look over a good part of Oklahoma, you go all the way down to 32 inches. There's a shortage of soil moisture, so it's going to take rain. You know, we need 10 to 12 inches just to get back to even. But timely rains of half inch to an inch will, you know, could get us some good yields. But right now, we're probably 20% down in canola and who knows how much down in wheat. But wheat is in poor condition.
And on the flip side of that, what if it does rain?
Well, if it rains in, you know, it's going to turn good. Wheat is a resilient plant, as is canola. Those yields could increase. But I think it is reduced the amount. You know, we can still produce an average crop, but we're not going to produce probably a record crop. The odds are that it's going to be below average right now.
And with all this in mind, should producers be forward contracting right now?
I'd probably forward contract anywhere from 10 to 25%, but not more than 25%, because if it doesn't rain, prices are going to continue to go up. If it rains, they're going to go down.
Okay. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Thanks a lot.